Daf Ayin Vav Ayin Heyam Ad Aleph. Let us start from the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Hatzot Zvi Tano Rabbonon Hatzot Chilozin Vapoitze Einei Chayiv Ela Achas Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Chayiv Shtai Shohoye Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ptziye Bechlal Dishe Amruloi im tziye bechlal dishe. So the shaila is if one is chayev two chatois, one for tzeide and one for dishe, or one is chayev only one chatos. Omar Rove, my time with the rabbonon that hold that he's only chayev one chatos, kosovri ein disha elo ligidulei karke. Dishe is only, meleches dishe is only by gidulei karke, so memele there is no chayev for pitziye als dishe. Frag de Gemara v'lechayev nami mishum netilas neshome. Why? Let him be chayev als netilas neshome. He says when he quetches out the blood from the chilozain, so he's killing the chilozain also. So there's a third meloche. Amar Rabbi Yochanan shepotzei meis. We're speaking about that b'shasi was peitzeya, the chilozain, it was dead already. So there's no netilas neshome. Rovo amar afilu teime shepotzei chay. It could be speaking about that he's squeezing out the dam when it was still alive. V'afal pikein, he's potter on netilas neshome, mishasiku eitzel netilas neshome. He's mishasik, the Ladrashi says, kloyme legabi netilas neshome, have a mishasik bedover achab, lehava meleches machsheve, she'enei miskaven she'yomus. He says, Lagabi, the love of Netilas Neshome, he's considered Misasik Bedover Acher. He's Oisik in Ptziye. So Bemele, it's Einei Miskaven Sheyomus. So it felt Meleches Marsheves. And yesterday we wanted to say that Rashi holds, like the Ran in Perik HaMechnokim, that only by Chayvei Lavin is a heter of Einei Miskaven, but by Chayvei Krisis and Chayvei Mises, there's no heter of Einem Eskaven, except by Shabbos, Einem Eskaven is Potter als Meleches Marsheves. So Mameila, since it's Adover She'Einem Eskaven, so he's Potter als Meleches Marsheves. He's Oisik, and the Ptzias Achilozein, he's doing one thing, through his action, this is a secondary action, since due to the loss of blood, the Chilozein will die. That's a poil yoitzei of his pu'ule. That's a dover sheinim iskavin. Memele is potter by Shabbos vosefelt the meleches marsheves. Frek de gemore vo bai ve rove da omri tovayu moide rab shimen bepsikreishe ve lo yomus. So the gemore asks, but by dover sheinim iskavin, if it is a psikreishe, rab shimen is moide. So the gemore answers, Shani hoche de kamo de isbe neshome tvei nechalei. He's zufrieden that it's alive. Ki heichi de litzel tzivei. That in order that the dam should be clear, should have a clear mare, so he's zufrieden, he's not zufrieden that it dies. So memele, so for some reason or other, it doesn't fall into the category of meider abshimen bepsikreishe v'lo yomus. Since he is not zufrieden. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tvei nichalei, he's zufrieden that the behemah, he's not zufrieden that the behemah should die. Shedam achai, toiv mi dam hameis. Dam achai is better than dam hameis. The kivin, the chol atzmoi miskavein, v'toireyach l'shomrei shelo yomus. Since his whole kavone and his whole ishtadlus is to prevent it from dying, afilu meis, safilu it died, ein kan elo misasik. So there's vaitara misasik. You said it's a psikreshe. This person does not want it to die, and he's working and trying hard that it shouldn't die. Safilu meis, ein kan elo misasik. Is pshatn Rashi, it would seem from the Ramban, and the Ritva and the Chedush Yeran bring down such a pshat, that Rashi is saying that it is not a psikreshe. That means like this. If the person, he doesn't want that it should die. So that means he's trying to take amount, the maximum amount of blood, but it should still live. That means when we come to the amount where it's sakonis nefoshes, he doesn't want that blood anymore. So he's toireyach and miskaven that it shouldn't die. So it's not a psikreisha. Fakel. So even if it dies, so it's a dover sheinim miskaven. That is what Rashi is saying. The chol atzmoi miskaven v'toireyach l'shomrei shelo yomos b'yodeh. He's trying. It's not a psikreisha. You say, Mishaitzecha will squeeze out all the dam, it's going to die. But he's not interested in squeezing out all the dam because he wants live dam. He doesn't want dam from a mace. So Memele, so Afilu did die, so it's a dover shayne miskaven. That means the oif and he's squeezing out and how much he's squeezing out, it is not a psikresha that it should die. So Afilu will die, it's might a dover shayne miskaven. V'chimoy de Rab Shimon b'midi de loy ich b'slay im misrami. When is Rab Shimon moide? When it doesn't bother him if it will occur. U'miyu ichavne loy mechavne. So l'chayra Rashi means to say like this. That means if it doesn't bother him if it will occur. So memele. So then we say it is a psikreisha. That means in order to make it a psikreisha, he has to want bedavke that this should not occur. Then it's not a psikreisha. If it doesn't matter to him, then normally doing this pula makes it normally a psikreisha. So that's what Rashi is saying. That a psikreisha is chay b'midi d'la'ich b'slay. It doesn't matter to him if it will occur or won't occur. He misrami. So memele, then he's not teireach that it shouldn't occur. Then it could be a psikreisha. Miyachavnu loy mechavn. He's not mechavin that it should occur, but it doesn't bother him if it will occur. Then there could be such a thing as a psikreisha. The late Tzivei Garsinin shetei maris tzivei tzululo, that the color of the tzeva should be clear. This is l'chayre Rashi's pshat. Let us see now Tosfos. Hatzod chilozain. A person captured a chilozain. Now, Tosfos had a kasha. L'chayre, we have a machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, is there a chiev of disha an a chilozen. That's the machloikes. So why did the Barais have to speak about tzeide? Hatzot chilozen. V'kim tosa rein do. The shayl is, hapeitzei a chilozen. Is he chayev? Is he potter? That's the machloikes. Why do you start off with hatzot chilozen? Is laman di mukilo b'shepotzo ichai osi shapin. That means if when you capture it, suppose it means you take it out of the water, so it won't live too long. So as soon as you're tzod, you're poitzei it. So you have to speak about the tzeide. Kamash melon, the af al pi shepotzei chai. That is the chiddush that he says. It means even though it was tzod and it was still chay, right away he was peitzei. Right after the tzeit he was peitzei. Avapiken is not chay, so was alive. Avapiken is not chay, mishum netilas neshama. Afilu leman the mukilok shepotzei meis. That the ptziya was later. Kamash melon. The loy mechayev b'tzeide shaloy mishum netilas neshama. Faker, l'chayre by capturing in the schilozoin by taking it out of the water. So l'chayre for the tzeide goof ishid b'chayev shtayim. One else tzeide and one else netilas neshama. So faker, he's telling us no. For the tzeide you're not chayev al netilas neshama. Da'af al gav domrinim beperik shmoyne shrotzim ha-shoyle dog min hayom kivin sheyovish boy. As soon as it dries up a certain amount, so it's like he killed it. Chocho shemo chilozen dalkei lefarcheis ulekarev misose. So it could be that the mise, that the chilozen dies from taking it out of water, does not occur directly from his pu'ula. That means from his pu'ula, if the chilozen would not be mefaches, it could live for another 5 minutes. the pilchus of the chilazn is mekar of miso. So it's a meila, so he is not chayiv al tilas neshome. Because in the netilas neshome, the chilazin was mishtatef in the netilas neshome, was mekar of miso. So that's why it says hatzot. It wants to tell us that even he was the one that took it out of the water, he's only chayiv al tzeide, he's not chayiv al netilas neshome with the tzeide. And here it says, So the Gemara asks, you should be chayiv al netilas neshama. So Taisa says, "Vafilu la Rabbi Yehuda da Oma mikalkul bechabure poter." Hey, so we have here Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which is Rabbi Shimon, Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is Kasha shibechayiv al netilas neshama. So Taisa says the Kasha is Vafilu according to Rabbi Yehuda. Da Oma mikalkul bechabure poter solachayre. By that the chalazin is dying, you're mekalkul bechabure. It's a mekalkul, it's not a mesakin. So what's the Gemara's kashi shebichayev al tantilus nesham? He's a mekalkul. Porach shape. The heiche de ikon tikun ktsas chayev kedem ridim bepsochem besoif elu dvorim. Then that's not called a mekalkul. Porachinami. Ba meshem e misoi. That he's killing it, yesh tikun ktsas, she'eini mefalches lekan o lekan, v'noyach litel mimeno adam. He says, so before the Gemara knew this whole svore that he doesn't want it to die, it's more nav min ahel, he wants it to die, so if he wants it to die, it's a faker. So the chilozen will die, that's a tikun, so it's, makes it easier, more convenient to extract the dam from the chilos. Ulamai the masik, according to the maskonis hagemor, the kamo de ispei neshome tvei nechele, osi shaper nami la Rabbi Yehuda, the hashteleko tikun klal. That means, what does Taisvis say? Because l'chayre, we'll see Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara said at Teretz that it's a Gemara kashla that helps out psikreisha. So the Gemara answers it's loy nichalei. Taisus learns pshat. So what if it's loy nichalei? So we'll see the next Taisus. So Taisus learns so it's a malachish ain't a tzricha legufa. If it's loy nichalei, it's a malachish ain't tzricha legufa. So l'chayre, this is only a Teretz according to Rab Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chaye. So Lechayre, we're stuck now. So why isn't he Chaye Valtz Natilas Neshom? It's a psikration of Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So Mamela Sotais says, but it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitos, he holds Mekalkul Bechabur is Dachpoter. So here he's Mekalkul. The Gemara in the Havamina held he's a Mesakin. Because it's better to squeeze out, to extract the dam when the chalazin is dead. But now that the Gemara said it's preferable to squeeze out the dam when the chalazin is alive, so the death of the chalazin is a mekalkel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's golposhit. Why you are potter on the tilis neshama? Because you are a mekalkel. The ashtelek tikun klal. But the Gemara is also going according to Rab Shimon, the Mechayev Mekalkul Bechabure. Midin Mishani Mesasiku Weitzel Natilas Neshama Vlekoma Mekalkul. The Gemara is going, we have to know there's a machloikis later in Mesechta Shabbos between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda holds Mekalkul Bechabure is Potter, just like Mekalkul is Potter by all of the other Lamates Melochis. And Rab Shimon holds mekalkul bechabure is chayiv. Where do we see this? Because we see the Torah to be mata mila b'yayim haShabbos l'chayre mila is doch a mekalkul. Va'av al pikein, you need a heter to be permitted to be malin Shabbos. So you see that mekalkul bechabure is chayiv. So b'meila our Gemara is going according to Rab Shimon also. According to Rab Shimon that holds mekalkul bechabure is chayiv. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, so let him be Mechayev als Natilas Neshama. So we can't answer it's a Mekalkel B'chabura. So that's why the Gemara that says the Teret, that Misasik awaits on Natilas Neshama, that's going according to Rab Shimon. That according to Rab Shimon, also Mekalkel B'chabura is Potter, but the Gemara says here, it's a Dov Hashayna Miskavim. So Memela, the Gemara is going according to both Man the Yomer. Psy, according to Rab Yehuda, the Mekalkel B'chabura is Potter, the Makshin held it's a Misakin, and according to the Tarzin, it'll be a Mekalkel. And according to Rab Shimon, also Mekalkel b'chabur is chayiv, so Mekalkel would never enter the mind, it should be a Teretz to the Kasha, because Mekalkel b'chabur is chayiv. Now the Makshin said it's a Dovashani Miskaven, the Gemara asks it's a Psikreisha, the Gemara answers it's a Moloch Hashem Tzricha Legufa. That is the Mahalach of the Gemara, Aliba de Taisis. Misasiku Eitzel Netilas Neshom. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, before the Gemara is the Kasha Psikreshe, the Gemara says, he's a Misasik. That means, what are you saying? He should be Chayiv Alt Netilas Neshom. He's a Misasiku Eitzel Netilas Neshom. So Taisva says, Hai Misasik Lavdavke. That what the Gemara says, Misasik. So one would assume that the Gemara means the Ptur Misasik that we had before in Klal Godel, that there's such a Ptur of Misasik. Misasik is Potter by Shabbos. So Taisa says the Gemara does not mean the Ptur of Misasik. Why? To Misasik b'chaburo chayev l'Rab Shimon. A Misasik, even though Misasik is Potter from a Kobim b'chol lamed tes malochis, aber misasik bechabure, by meleches choyvo, by bechabure, chayiv l'Rab Shimon. By netilas neshama, is chayiv l'Rab Shimon. Why? The omar besoif peirik sofik ochal, hanoch letinoikes, hoyul mekalkul bechabure chayiv, misasik nami chayiv. Now let's first tell over the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says as follows. A person had in front of him two tinoikis. One tinik, this man amilo was Shabbos. That was tinik Aleph. And tinik Beis, this man amilo was Sunday. Now, he wanted to mild the Shabbos sticker one, and by mistake, he mild the Sunday one. And this is l'chayra amisaseik, not nimtza, no, fakert, he wanted to mal this one, and by mistake he mal the other one. He mal the other one by mistake. So, the Gemara, klar zashayle, if this moil is chayev achatas. Rabbi Leza holds his chayev achatas. Rabbi Yossi says he's part of a machatas, al salom de safto bidvar mitzvah. Frag the Gemara, lechayre, he should be part of a machatas because he's a misasik. He wanted to be mal tinik aleph, and by mistake he was mal tinik beis. So he's misasik in being mal tinik aleph, and he ended up being mal tinik beis. So lochayri should be part of alt misasik. So the Gemara answers, hanach l'tinoikis, by mile, you cannot use the heter of misasik. Hoyul u'mekalkul b'chabure chayiv. Since mekalkul b'chabure is chayiv, according to Rab Shimon, misasik nami chayiv. So since mekalkul b'chabure is chayiv, misasik is also chayiv. Now, first Taisvus is going to explain the Gemara. Main in Shemitah Leitzel Har Sinai. Since mekalkul is chayiv, misasik is nami chayiv. What does one ever shach is with the other? V'taime k'diyalef bo'irik. How do we know that Mekalkul b'chabure is chayiv? Mid the itzterich lemishri mila, since the Torah to be mata mila b'shabbos, mechlal the Mekalkul b'chabure chayiv. So you see, Mekalkul b'chabure is chayiv. Now, if Mekalkul is chayiv, what do we see from this? V'loi chayshinon lemeleches machsheves. So if Mekalkel is Chayiv, so we see all the time Mekalkel is Potter, because need Melaches Machsheves, need a Choshev and Melaches. If we see that that Mila is Chayiv in Shabbos, even though it's a Mekalkel. So we see, by Chabure, there's no, you don't need Meleches Machshevs. Lechayshinon leMeleches Machshevs. The Mekalkel, the Alme, leMifter, elemishu Meleches Machshevs. The whole tour of Mekalkel is Meleches Machshevs. And if we see that Mekalkel b'Chabur is Chayiv, so we see by Chabure, you do not need Meleches Machshevs. That's why Mekalkel is potter, only because you need Meleches Machshevs. So Memele, and what does Taisvus mean? And Misasik is also potter als Meleches Machshevs. Misasik is also potter als Meleches Machshevs. That is the Memra of Shmuel. The Memra of Shmuel, Shmuel says in Krisis that Rotzo lachtach mechuber ze, bechotach mechuber achere, so is potter, als meleches marcheves. So the ptur of misasik is als meleches marcheves. And the ptur of mekalkul is also als meleches marcheves. And if we see by chabure, mekalkul is chayiv, so we see by chabure you do not need meleches marcheves. If you do not need Meleches Machshevis by Chabura, so Mamela, so you lost your heter of Misasik. So Mamela, that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara says that there's no heter of Misasik by Chabura, since by Chabura you do not need Meleches Machshevis. So Mamela, let us just, so what is Taisva saying? So what is Pshat in Agemore? Agemore, we yes the kash, let him be Mechayv al Tantilas Neshome, which this is Chabura. Let him be mechayev al tilas neshama. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says he's a misasik. Frektach tois. What do you mean he's a misasik? Abo by chabure we do not have the heter of misasik. But since by chabure mekalkel is chayev, we're going according to Rab Shimon. Since by chabure mekalkel is chayev, so mele misasik is also chayev. So what is pshat in the Gemara's teretz? That's what Toisvus is saying here in a nutshell. Now, before we go further, I'd like to tell you over Ha'ore from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, Taisus before explained that there are two inyoni misasik by Shabbos. There's one inyoni misasik by Shabbos that there were two dvorim mechuborim. There were two bechubodike tomatoes. He wanted to cut tomato aleph, which was a green one. By mistake, he cut tomato base. He was misasik be'iser. He wanted to cut tomato out, which is also mechuba, but he cut tomato base. So that has a misasik be'iser, and that is potter by Shabbos, als meleches machshevis. B'chol ha'teire kule, there's no such ptur of misasik. That means if he wanted a shechta oilo b'chutz, and he shechted a shlomim b'chutz, he'll be chayiv. There's no heter of misasik b'isa. But by Shabbos is a heter of misasik b'isa. That's one din of misasik. Then there's another din of misasik. There's a din of misasik, which is potter b'chol ha'teira kula. And that we learn now from the posik of Bo. This is misasik b'heter. This is misasik b'heter. That means, so Tosis learns the case of misasik b'heter is, let's say he thought it was a tolish dikit tomato, and he ended up by cutting a mechuba dikit tomato. So he was misasik in doing a dovo shel heter. He ended up by doing a dovo shel iser. That's called misasik beheter, and that is the new ptur of bo. That's the guidelines of Taisvis, that there are two types of misasik. There's a misasik, he was misasik lasis iser ze. Ve'osa isa acheres, that's a misasik that's potter as meleches marshevis. And there's a misasik, lasik, dover heter, and he ended up by doing a dover iser, that's potter as bo v'loi misasik. Zogt eilike chsam soifer, so we have to understand the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says, he wanted to be mal tinik aleph. By mistake, it was Maltinik Beis. So the Gemara says, Yechayiv. Why are Yechayiv? Why is it Misasik? So the Gemara says, Hoyel Mekalkel Chayiv, Misasik Nami Chayiv. So fragt doch Sam Seifer, that's speaking about the Mis'asik Be'isa. You have to come on to the din of Malachas Machsheves. That means Lu Yitzuyo. You have a Sunday the Tinik and a Monday Tinik, and he wanted to be Mal Be'isa. So then you would have Aces. So they have a Heska Shaila. He wanted to be Mal the Sunday one. He ended up being Mal the Monday one. So Mameli should be Potter also Mis'asik. So the Gemara says, listen here. By Chabure, there is no din of Malachas Machsheves, so Mela Misasik is Chayiv. But Frechtach Sam Seifer, there's another din by Misasik. It's a din, he wanted to do a Dover Heter, and he ended up by doing a Dover Issa. That's Potter al Zbo. What is that? That's a Tu Bechol HaTayre Kula. That's Potter and Oli Surim. But we don't need Malachas Machsheves. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? Hana Chabure, Hoyel, Umekalkul Chayiv, is Misasik Nami Chayiv. The Gemara is very schwer. Sagt sich Sam Seifer, darf man sagen, that the whole din of Misasik Beheter is if I want to do a Dover Heter. Mil is called a Dover Isser. No, the mitzvah is Deiche. But Misasik Beheter is only when I want to do a Dover Shel Heter, I wanted to cut a Tolishtika tomato, and I ended up by cutting a Mchubadika tomato. That is the book. But if I want to make a chabur in Shabbos, even though there's a din priya, the mitzvah milah is doiche, that doesn't fall into the category of misasik beheter. There, the only matter could be al tzedin of meleches machsheves. No, al tzedin of meleches machsheves. So memeilus, so the Gemara says, by chabure, you do not have the heter of meleches machsheves. That is pshat in the Gemara increases. Zucht doch Sam Seifer, oi bezois, he doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha. Why? Agemore speaking about a person who wants to be Poitzeya Achilosein. A person wants to be Leut Rab Shimon. We're talking about his Chaylik Rab Yudah. Ein Tziya Begidule Karka. He wants to, he's Misasik Bedovo Shel Heter. And he wants to take out the dam. And he ended up by killing Nebuch the Chilosein. So here you have a kasha. This is a pure misasik of bo. Here you have a misasik of bo. V'loyv misasik beheter. So what's Tosfos zustel to the Gemara? What is Tosfos zustel to the Gemara in Krisus? The Gemara in Krisus is speaking about when you do not have the misasik beheter and the heter of bo. The Gemara in Krisus is speaking about you only have the Misasik of Issa. He wanted to be Mal Viskuf. He ended up being Mal Vavkuf. So the Misasik of Issa, which is dependent in the drosha of Meleches Machsheves, that doesn't apply by Chabure, because by Chabure did not need Meleches Machsheves. He says, but Agemore, we have his Misasik Beheta. He wants to be Peitzeya. We're going according to the Chachomim, that is not in Disha Begedule Kalke. So that the Gemara saying a Meir de Keteret, that he's Misasik who ate so Netilis Neshame. So what is Taisvis Kasha? So the Chassam Sofer wants to emphasize Taisvis Kasha, if I can't. We can learn Agemara means Misasik. But Tachsech Mir, that Taisvis Kash is Meiridik. We had once spoken that there's a difference between Misasik and a Dover She'ene Miskaven. A Misasik Beheter, and he ended up doing Iser, is when this person is making 100% toys. That means like this. Rotzo Lechel Shumin, he wanted to eat Shumin, V'nimtze Shehu Chaylev. He was under the impression he's eating shumen. He thought it was tolish, v'nimtza shum mechuba. So that means, so this person was misasik b'dovah heta. Mistakenly, he thought this was a dovah heta. There's a ptur of bo v'loy b'misasik. If he's under the impression that he's oisik b'dovah heta, he's doing a dovah heta, he doesn't realize what he's doing, that's the heta of misasik. But we said, a dover she'ene miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda also, a dover she'ene miskaven is also. Is so l'chayre, will there be a ptur of misasik? So we said, avada givis nisht. A dover she'ene miskaven means I know that the second thing might occur. I'm not blind that when I'm goyrer a kise, it might occur a charitz. I know fully well. But since I'm not mechaven to make a charitz, it's a machloikis. So Rab Shimon holds you a potter, and Rab Yehuda holds you chayiv. Since you were aware that there could be a charitz, so memele you are chayiv. If a charitz occurred, you are chayiv. So by a davar, Rav Kivegi says this svara, by a davar she'enei miskaven, that means if I'm aware that it's possible that this can occur, the zichino heter of misasik. The zichino heter, the heter of misasik of bo, the heter of bo, v'loi b'misasik pas pechlal nishto. Because when he's poitzeya the dog, he knows that the dog can die. I mean, it's no sofik. So maybe you can't say, ah, listen, Moisik Bedover had it died. I know, Weltgecholm is going to die. But says Weltgecholm is going to die. But take out the blood, it's Zichi can die. The Muslims say, I'm in the land of secretion. But if all we don't know it's a secretion, but the Zichi, you're Zichi aware that it might die. That is not called Misasik Beheta. So maybe the heter of Bo, so Tais is no pas bachlaunish than unze Gemara. No, perhaps one could say, but the heter of Aleches Machsheves should pass. That he's doing a different thing. He's Isaac and taking out dam and so lechayre the head of Malachas Machshavis should pass. Look, you see, because Rashi Taka says by every dove sheni miskav felt of Malachas Machshavis. So Taisa says, but Rabbi by Mekalkel by Chabure, you do not have a head of Malachas Machshavis. So Al Kaponim could be this is pshat in Taisvis. Anyway, Taisvis says the Gemara's kasha is not a kasha should be potter as misasik because the heter of misasik does not pass by chabura. So what is pshat the Gemara's kasha? What is pshat the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara says he's potter because he's a misasik. Or misasik the hocha haynu dovo sheinu miskaven. That what the Gemara says misasik, the Gemara means he's ainu miskaven. Kiven, the ein miskaven klala meloche, is not mechaven at all to do this meloche, muter afilu bechabure. So that is muter afilu bechabure, avopi deloi boi meleches machsheves. Even though chabure is unique, that you don't need meleches machsheves, but the ptur of ein miskaven is not totally at all in the din of meleches machsheves. Avopi deloi boi meleches machsheves. K'boi kol isurim shebetoire, the loy shaykh bu meleches machsheves v'shori einim miskaven. The heter of einim miskaven applies even though you don't need meleches machsheves. K'da omar moichei ksus moichen k'dalkon u'bavachli iskaven b'chame b'nei achamo. Now, by kloim there's a din of meleches machsheves, there's zichen a din of meleches machsheves. Aval pikein einim miskaven is potter. So the Mele, so that's what the Gemara answered. The Gemara answered that you said he should be chayiv. Also the Tilas Neshome, he's not mechaven. He's mechaven to take out the dam. So the Tilas Neshome is a dover sheni miskaven. And dover sheni miskaven is potter b'chol ha-teire kula. V'chein murchach b'perik kama d'ksubis. That the heter of dover sheni miskaven passed afilo by chabura also. Omar, the Gemara in Ksuba says as follows. Im timtso loim adam chiburi michber. If you say, the Gemara calls a shayla, if the dam psulim is mifkid pocket or chiburi michber. So if it's chiburi michber, that the pasta nisa chabur already, so the Gemara calls a shayla. Lidam hu tzorich. So if he's boil a psula, do we say lidam hu tzorich? So mele it's also livo psula b'shabbos. Ey la nos atsmoy hu tsore. If it's la nos atsmoy, so be mele tsad ba shayne miskav. Vim tim tsolay malo nos atsmoy hu tsore. Halach ke rab Yehuda, halach ke rab Shimon, peirish be da ba shayne miskav. So if he's not mechaven to make a chabur, so how do we paskin? If we paskin at Rab Shimon, it'll be mutter. If we paskin at Rab Yehuda, it'll be yosef, because it'll be the old dove shayne miskav in his osa. Then the Gemara goes further. Ve'im timtzo loy mahalochik Rab Yehuda b'dov v'sheinim iskabin. If we paskin, like Rab Yehuda b'dov v'sheinim iskabin, b'mekalko, so mele it should be yosa, the mekalkel alochi keman. But here he's the mekalkel, so memeila do we paskin in, there's another machloikas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. If mekalkel b'chabur is chai, mekalkel b'chabur is potter. So even though we paskin at Rabbi Yehuda the dover sheni miskaven is osa, but could be we paskin also like Rabbi Yehuda that mekalkel b'chabur is potter. The mekalkel alochi keman. Mashme, so the whole shail of the Gemara, If mekalke babur is chayiv is potter, the Gemara only mentions this if we paskel like Rabbi Yehuda that dover sheni miskaven is osa. But if you hold that dover sheni miskaven is mutter, so then the shail is loymala v'loymeirin. Afil mekalke babur is chayiv, he'll you be potter als dover sheni miskaven. Mashme di alochi ke Rab Shimon b'dover sheni miskaven, su leko l'sfuki b'mekalke, afilu mekalke b'chabur chayev, kiven de ein miskaven muta. Afilu yod mekalke b'chabur chayev, so ein miskaven is muta. So bekitzel, Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara's kashe. Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara's kashe. That what? That the Gemara, not in the Gemara's kashe, in the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara asks the kashe when a person is peitzei achilozayin. So he should be chayiv also al netilas neshame. So the Gemara answered, misasiku eitzel netilas neshame, which means, in other words, it's a davar she'enei miskaven, and a davar she'enei miskaven is potter. Sayyod mekalka babur is chayiv, of a davar she'enei miskaven is potter. So that's why he's not chayiv al netilas neshame. Now, we have here a ha'ore an Rashi. Rashi says here, when the Gemara answered Miss Asik, so Rashi says, Lehava Meleches Machsheves, She'enoi Miskaven Sheyomus. Rashi said also She'enoi Miskaven, and Rashi said the Ptur is because it's not Meleches Machsheves. And Rashi, it's a Rashi, we have Taisvis Ha'ore. By Chaburi, you don't need Meleches Machsheves. So we have to understand, according to Rashi, what did Rashi do with Taisvis Ha'or. But let's put that away now. Let's go further in Taisvis. Tfei Nichelei. So what did the Gemara answer? That, the Gemara said it's a psikreishe. So the Gemara answers, Tfei Nichelei Kehechel Delitzel Tzive. Perish. What's shot in the Gemara's teretz? So Taisvis does not learn the way we had mentioned before in Rashi that it's not a psikreishe. Perish. Aval gav the Havi psikreishe. Even though it is a psikreishe, the moide Rab Shimon, hoche mifter mishum dave meloche she'ein latzricha legufa. Since he does not want that the chilozen should die, so memele, so even though it's a psikreishe, but it's a meloche she'ein tzricha legufa. Vafilu b'mekalkel, but the Rab Shimon b'meloche she'ein tzricha legufa. That means even though Rab Shimon holds that mekalkel is chayiv by chabure, aber meloche shein tzricha legufe is potter according to Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon holds meloche shein tzricha legufe is potter by all meloche shabbos. Man shamet leidom kedama vepek hanechnokim. Man shamet leidom mekalkel b'chabure chayiv. Rab Shimon omar meloche shein tzricha legufe potter alei. So that's from the Gemara's teretz. That if you have a psikreishe, the loy nichele, you are not chayiv according to Rab Shimon, because it is a meloche shein tzricha leguf, and afilo by mekalko. We have a klal, Rab Shimon is moide by a psikreishe. Chi moide Rab Shimon be psikreishe, hani mili bemidi de nechele. A psikreishe de nichele, if he's happy that this thing is occurring, imis rami, so then it becomes tzricha legufa. Since it's a psikreishe that it's going to occur. And he's tefriden with that it's occurring, so memele, then it's considered a melocha tzricha legufa. Avol bemidi de loich beslei, but if he's not interested in what is occurring, He's not interested with what is occurring. So that's called loy tzricha leguva. He doesn't need it. So memela, then you're potter. Als meloche shein tzricha leguva. So midi, the loy ich beslei, loy moide. Then he's not moide that you're chayiv, because then it's potals melocha shein etzricha leguf. The Rashi perish. Rashi by us said, so according to Tosfos, Tosfos just put down a yesod, that Rabbi Shimon, that holds, apsik reisha is chayiv, you are only chayiv if apsik reisha denichalei. Then it gets a din of a melocha tzricha legufa. But a psik reisha, that's loy ich bislei, so it's not tzricha legufa, so then you put up, even though it's a psik reisha. The Rashi perish, Rashi did not say this by us. The Rashi perish, the ho de moide rab shimen be psik reisha, heine be moide loy ich bislei im Isrami. Rashi said by us, that if he doesn't want it to happen, then it's not a psik reisha. But if it doesn't matter to him, then he's chayev. B'maydala ich b'slay misrami, he's chayev. V'lesa, Zuktoisvis Rashi is wrong. Why? Da mezaret zrodim ba'aret de chavrei poter Rab Shimon b'perik aboyne, v'hosan la ich b'slay im misrami. What is Toisvis Kasha? The Gemara says further in Perik aboyne as follows. The Gemara says that if a person is mezaret zrodim means he cuts kanim, he cuts reeds, he's cutting them. So the Gemara says it matters why he's cutting them. If he wants it for a machal behemah and needs such a shear, if he wants it for another purpose, needs a different shear, and if he wants liyapos es hakarke, the reason he's cutting it because he wants to beautify the karke, then he's chayiv bekolshu. Frag de Gemara, that how could you say you need a shear whenever he cuts the zrodim, it's a psikreisha that he's miyape de kalke, so you should never need a shear because it's a psikreisha that he's being miyape de kalke, and when one is miyape de kalke, there is not necessary to have a shear at all. So the Gemara answers, Hoche b'mayaskinen ba'ara dechavrei. So what is Pshat Hoche b'mayaskinen ba'ara dechavrei? That if it would be his own karke, so then he's nichalei that his karke is getting beautified, is miyapa the karke. So then whenever one cuts zrodin ba'ara didei, he's chayv an kol shehu. Because he's miyapa de karke, and it's a psikreisha, he's miyapa de karke, that's a psikreisha de nichale. But, ba'ara de chavre, if he's cutting the zrodim ba'ara de chavre, geit em doch nisht on, that yenem's karke becomes nisyape, so it's a psikreisha de loy ich beslei, a psikreisha de loy ich beslei. So then, Rav Shimon is moide that you are potter. So l'chayre, it's an often astira to Rashi. Rashi says by us that Rab Shimon holds. By when is Rab Shimon moide by psik reisha de lo yich pislei? There's an often a gemore that Rab Shimon holds a psik reisha de lo yich pislei you are potter. V'hosam lo yich pislei im Isrami. It doesn't bother him if yenem skarke will get nisyape. So that's a psikreisha de lo yich bislei. Va'af al pi kein, the Gemara says, you are put according to Rab Shimon. So we see that Rashi is wrong. Look at the prishes. That what? That when are you chayiv according to Rab Shimon? Only a psikreisha de nichalei. Because then it's a melocha tzricha legufe. But a psikreisha de lo yich bislei, you are put according to Rab Shimon. Because it's a melocha shein tzricha legufe. And this is a kasha on Rashi. A meiridike kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. The Achroinim, the Chayfetz Hashem, and the Sfas Emes, want to say a meiridike teretz on Rashi. They want to say as follows, that the Gemara says over there, Tosfos 100% is a Gemara, that a psikreishe de loy ich beslei is pot according to Rab Shimon. Here Rashi says, a psikreisha de lo ich beslei is chayiv according to Rab Shimon. So what's pshat? So the chayinu wanna say, a moire de kechab. That here we are speaking about chabura. According to Rashi, Rashi says, Adovah Shein Miskaven is Potter Alts Melechus Machshevus. So now, it comes out as follows. A psikreishe de loy nichele is be'etzem feltochem melechus machshevus. So memele de gemorin shmoinish rotzim, that is speaking about melechus koitzer, or the melechus chayrish, whatever the melech is. So there, since you need melechus machshevus, so psikreishe de loy nichele feltoch en meleches machsheves. If it's loy nichele feltos en meleches machsheves. So memeile yepot according to Rav Shimon. But here we are talking about chabure. Vaho yulu mekalkul chayev. So if mekalkul chayev, so here you don't need the most meleches machsheves that you need v'chol ha-teire kula. So memeile, Rashi saying by chabure. By a chabure de loy ich beslei. There, Rav Shimon will be moided that you'll be chayiv if la'ich b'slei. Aye, sefeltoch ha-meleches marsheves, but azayifil b'sefeltoch ha-meleches marsheves, we can say, azayifil meleches marsheves you don't need, because sayil ha-mekalkul chayiv, so you don't need meleches marsheves either. V'teimo, zaktais v'svaita, that b'sayif peire kamer d'chagige, but Taisvus had a beautiful pshat, no Taisvus blives by a teimo. The besoy per kam de gege mashme da de potter rab shim im loch shein tsrikhl guf ay mishim de boy malach es marshevet that the whole tool of malach shein tsrikhl guf is because you need malach es marshevet im kein de khabur de le boy malach es marshevet le khay bo malach shein tsrikhl guf es ma mel tays shein that if it's leich beslei the ptur as al meloche shein tzricha legufe, that is the ptur. So memeila by mekalkel you don't need a meloche shein tzricha legufe. The whole ptur is al meloche marsheves. That's why meloche shein tzricha legufe is potter. And by mekalkel that you don't need meloche marsheves, so meloche shein tzricha legufe should be chayiv. So that is Taisvus kasha. Ki heichel de leitzel tzive. The Gemara says that he doesn't want that the chilazon should die. Ki heichel de leitzel tzive, that the dam should be clear. Kashalari. The mikol mokim. Al netilas hadam lechai vishum netilas neshama. Forget about the behema dying, the chilazon dying. Every drop of dam that comes out is also called a netilas neshama. Dinir kiloshen achash perish akuntos bereish mein nishrotzim. The choivul bem, the Gemara says, when a person is choivul by shmai nishrotzim, why is he chayiv? Mishum David told the shoychet. V'chayiv mishum netilas neshome. Where is the netilas neshome? Netilas hadam, hainu netilas neshome. Every ounce of dam that comes out is considered netilas neshome. Ki dechsiv ki adamu anefesh. Ulekach chesh shrotzim sheyesh lahem oyer. The Mishnah says, shmai nishrotzim, that they have a oil chayiv benitzra hadam. If you gave a zet, and the dam clotted in the oil, so he's chayiv al tzchoivul. Af al pisha lo yotzo, even though the dam did not leave the sheret, the kivin shen nitzra, since it got clotted in the oil, soifei lotzois, el shato oil ma'akvoi. Vishar shrotim she'en lehem oil, ene chayiv at sheyetzi mehem dam. Avo benitzra hadam v'lo yotze loy mechayiv. Shar shchotzim that they do not have an oil. So there, even though, so the kozman, the dam does not leave the sheretz completely, it will go back into the system. So there's no din of netilas neshama. The kimish lo yotze soyfei lachza. Dim hoya soyfei lotze soye yotze meyat. Shein oil me'akvoy. Al koponim, we have a mishnah later. That if a person is choyvul b'sheretz, and even though the sheretz remains alive, but some dam, he loses some dam, you're chayiv, and Rashi says, the chayiv is alt netilas neshama. And what is the netilas neshama? We see ki adamu anefesh, so netilas neshama applies, when one takes out, when one wants to take out dam, that is also called netilas neshama. Ki adamu anefesh. So memei levos emphat the gemore. That he wants that the chilazon should remain alive. That's why he's not chayiv al netilas neshama. But he wants to take, the dam he's taking out, he wants to take out. So that groovy should be mechayim al natilus neshomis. So what's shot in the Gemara? That was the Riz Kasha. V'heishiv loy rabbeinu tam, the dam chilozoin horoy litzviye mifkat pocket. The dam that is usable for tzviye is mifkat pocket. That means this does not circulate in the system. This dam is not damu anefesh. This is a pikodin that the chilozin has. V'loy mechayiv aloy say dam mishum netilus neshama. V'al dam acher hayoytze imoy, and maybe other dam will come out with it, loy mechayiv, loy nichaloy, ki heicha delitzol tzivi. The other dam that comes out, that the Gemara says, it's loy nichaloy. So it's a melachash and tzrich legufe. Avlein leforish. So my melas is very good. Avlein leforish netilus neshama hainu, not the way we had said, until it's neshama ski adamu an nefesh. Hainu shemachlis oishay dovo shechayvul boy. That's pshat the natilas neshama, that you're weakening take the person. The gabi dam sula matzoich lachlisha seisha. The gabi mila matzoich lachlisha satinik. Elal natilas dam kori natilas neshama ke deperashti. The natilas neshama, is that what the dam comes out? Zakti gemara weiter. An easier gemara. Lachayim. It says in the Mishnah that one of the Lama Tes Malachis is Hashoichtoi. Shoichet Mishum Mai Chayiv. Now, instead of learning Rashi in this Gemara first, let us learn Tosfos. Shoichet Mishum Mai Mechayiv. So Tosfos says, Lava Shoichet Amas Nisenkoi. The Gemara is not going on the Mishnah. Dahu Pshitid Lehava Ela Mishum Netilas Neshome. The Mishnah is zicher mechayiv shoichet al tatilas neshama. The tzeveya tnan behedye b'mas nisan. The Mishnah says there's an ov of shoichet, there's an ov of tzeveya. So we see klar that the shoichet in the Mishnah is not chayiv al tzeveya, because there's a besunder ov of tzeveya. El ha shoichet da almekoi. That means the Gemara asks, forget about the Mishnah, when a person shechts, what is he chayiv? Shoichet mishuma chayiv. Is Rav Omar Mishum Tzeveya. Rav says he's Chayav al Tzeveya. He's coloring something. Ushmul Omar Mishum Netilas Neshama. Shmuel says he's Chayav al Netilas Neshama. Sheikhet is Chayav al Netilas Neshama. So now the Gemara goes back to Rav. So the Gemara asks on Rav, Mishum Tzeveya Ein Mishum Netilas Neshama Loi. Rav holds that Sheikhet is only Chayav al Tzeveya, not al Netilas Neshama. So the Gemara says, no, ema af mishum tzeveya. Rav is saying that a shoichet with one maise shchita, one can be chayiv on two ovens. One al tzeveya neshome, and one al tzeveya. Omar Rav, milse da omri, the shtikteire that I said ye chayiv al tzeveya, ema ba milse. I'll explain it. Leleisu dori basroi velechaku olai. People will hear that I said that Yechayev by Sheikhat al Tseveya. People start laughing. Where's the Tseveya? Tseveya by my Nechale. Well, what does he want to color over here? What does he want to be Tseveya? So I'll tell you pshat what I'm saying. Neche, a person who is a butcher, and he wants to sell fresh meat, is Neche the Lisvas Beis HaShchite Domo, that the Beis HaShchite should be colored with dam, fresh dam you should see on the base of shchita. Ki heichid lechzu inchi v'leisil izavna minei. That people should see that it's freshly geshochten. They should see it's not an avela. And memela, so they should come and buy it. So memela, so that what the base of shchita gets dyed with the dam, so the shoichit wants it. He has he wants that it should be nitzpa from the dam. So memele, so a sheichet can be chayev al tseveya also. So before we see Rashi, so the Gemara asked the Kasha, every sheichet, what could you be mechayev him? So the Gemara says, so Shmuel says you could only be mechayev him al netilas neshome, and Rav says sometimes a sheichet who is interested in selling fresh meat, he's a butcher by profession. If he wants to use it for himself, so he doesn't have to be tzeveya. If he wants to use the oir and doesn't want to use the basar, so there's no maile that the basar is fresh, he also is not interested in tzeveya. But if he has a purpose and a gear that the people should see the Beis HaShechita, so this Shechit is Chayiv also Al Tzeveya. This is Pshat in the Gemara according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, we're going to have a little problem. Let us see Rashi now. Rashi says, Shechit Mishum Mai Mechayiv. So Rashi does not say the Shechita Baalme. No, Shechita B'meleches HaMishkan Heiche. Where did we find Shechita in the Meleches HaMishkan? Maya Vidite. Where did you see they shechted in the Mishkan? Ime Eiris Eilim Odomim. Aye, they had to kill the Eilim in order to use the Eiris. Lomeli Bohu Shechita. You had to shecht it. Bachnike Nami Sagi. You can choke it. So Memele, so where do we see in the Mishkan that they shechted? That they had to get killed, they had to kill the behemoth? They could have choked them. Now this Tikkel HaOrlech though, that Achoinim ask, you're not allowed to choke it, Tzah Bal Chayim, and Bal Tashchis, like this, if you shechted, you can use the meat. If you choke it, you can't use the meat. It's a Shaila Bal Tashchis, it's a Shaila of Tzah Bal Chayim. So that's Tamazay Ha'oran Rashi. Rashi zogt as von der Heres Modomim Lameli Bohu Shchite, the Heres Modomim could have been done with Chanike. Okay, let's forget about these Ha'oras. Al Koponim, the Gemara has a kasha, where was Shchite in the Mishkan? So what does the Gemara answer? So the kasha is beautiful. So what's the Teretz? Rav Omer Mishum Tzeveya, Shmuel Omer Mishum Tzilus Neshameh, The Gemara klept sich nicht. Let's go a little further. Mishum tzeveya, she tzeveya es habosor shel beis hashchite, ulekama meforish amay mechavon letzoivoy, utzviya havoi b'mishkin av meloche. Tzviya was b'mishkin. Tzviya was b'mishkin. Yes, where Shechet was b'mishkin, Tzviya was b'mishkin. We'll go a little further. Mishum netilas neshame, netilas neshame havoi b'mishkin, ve'ilam odomim, v'tachash, v'chilozen. First of all, you have to know that this v'chilozen is very schwer. The Ma'ashor HaBekevege asked on Rashi, chilozen was not netilas neshame. We just learned the sugya that when he took out to his pitzei the chilozen, he's not chayv al netilas neshame, he's misasik away till netilas neshame. This is a shvera rash. Aber, so, what did the Gemara answer? Mishum netilas nesham, netilas nesham avoi b'mishkin. So we have to understand the Gemara klepzach nish. The Gemara is the kasha, where was the shaychet in the mishkin? The Gemara says, shechayvot netilas nesham, the teretz faremfot is the kasha. So the Chsam Sefer and the Yad David say as follows, that the Makshin understood that he had a problem. The Mishnah is speaking about Ovis, Lamates Ovis. So some of the Lamates Ovis are the Melochas which were in the Mishkan. So Memele, one of the Lamates Ovis is Shoichet. So he had a kasha. Shoichet, if Shoichet is Chayv, let's say, out Netilas Neshome, so why did he say Netilas Neshome? There's no, the Melochah is Netilas Neshome, not Shoichet. Now, the Melach is Netilas Neshome. Shoichet is also Netilas Neshome. But the Melach is Netilas Neshome. Forget, in the Mishkin, they choked the behemoth. They didn't shech the behemoth. So, Memele, why did the Tane pick on Shoichet? Shoichet is the wrong, that is not the Yod. Shoichet is a form of Netilas Neshome, but the Melach is Netilas Neshome. So, the Machin held. So, since he says Shoichet, why says there's a new Melach of Shoichet? He says, "Anu malach of Shechet, Rabbi Yid, can you please tell me where this malach existed in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, there was no such malach of Shechet." And for the Gemara, you're right. The Tana did not mention Shechet because he wanted to tell you there's a new malach of Shechet. Let's go to Shmuel's Tarim. The Tana did not mention Shechet to tell you that there's a new malach of Shechet. There's not, the Malach is take Netilas Neshame. The Malach is take Netilas Neshame. And why did he mention Shechet?
is according to Shmuel's lav davke.
He's talking just like he mentioned Oifa, he's talking about Seder the past. So he mentions, when he wants to talk about Atzodes Atzvi, he wants to speak about how, what you do with Atzvi, so he speaks about Shechita. But Eino Chanami, not that Shechita wasn't the Mishnah. He wants to tell you Netilas Neshome. But there's no new Mechayiv of Netilas Neshome. And Rav says he mentioned Shechita to tell you, though he doesn't speak Stam Netilas Neshome, he wants to tell you that Shechita has in itself a potential of being Chayiv Tuchatoi. She can be chayiv al tseveya also. Af mishum tsebiye, v'naf kemina lechiyuvei talti. Milse da omri eimabo. Dobo teima amalti. I said, I'm a yudike chidish. Lahaskir tsviye beshchite. So achani loimabo I dobo tam. I have to explain it. The loileisu dori basroi ashoimim velichiku alai. People should laugh on me. Tseveya bosa b'mai nechale lahai shoichet b'tsviye z'bosa. What was get them on? Heini chuche, so gelachta. Ani oyma boitam. I'll tell you pshat. Neichalei the lisves beis hashchite bedomo sheyei tzavua bedom ki heiche de nechzaye inchi she nishcheta hayoyim that people will see that it got geshochten today. Veneisei venizbeno, and they'll go and they'll buy it. So that's called Tseveya. Now, there's one small nekuda I don't understand over here. Between you and me, who's going to buy meat that was geshochten on Shabbos? I mean, that his kavana is, he wants it to be, to see the basis, this is Shabbos today. He wants that, so if he's amazed, let's start off. If he's amazed, so he's Machalo Shabbos. So he wants to see that it's fresh meat, that the people should buy it. So who's gonna buy it? If it's fresh meat, no one will buy it. Fakel, that's Maisa Shabbos, who's gonna buy it? As the Chamechal Shabbos, who's gonna buy this meat? So Lechayre, it's a mekalkel, not a mesakim. Unless you'll say that Goyim are going to buy it. So we see from here that if Lagabi Goyim it's a tikkun, that's also sufficient. That if it's, he's amazed. If he's a shaygig, it's also the same problem. He didn't know that today is Shabbos, so he shechted the behemoth. But lemaise, it's not a tikkun. I mean, this is not an advantage for the behemoth, legabi yiddish ekainim. Ayid won't buy it today. So lechere, we see from this gemara, that even if it's a tikkun for a goy, even though for Lagabi Ayid it's a kilkul, Lechayre we see from this Gemara that also that's called a mersakin, not a mekalkul. There has to be such a shaila. If for a Yid it's a mekalkul, let's say someone will cook basa b'cholov, a yechayiv in Shabbos. For a goy it's gewaldik maybe, but for a Yid it becomes asa b'achil, asa b'ano. So is that called? Unless for himself, but here he doesn't need it for himself. Here you're chesbling with other people for the purchases. So lechayre, here you see lechayre, a person who's interested in buying fresh meat that was geshachten on Shabbos, lechayre is not a yid. Vahavapikin, that's called a misakin. Vahamoilchoy vahamaabdoy. The Mishnah says further, there's one of the melachas is meliche, and the other is ma'abed. In fact, the Gemara, heine meleich, heine ma'abed, these are all processes and Ibud Eiris, it's not too obvious. Rabbi Yechim Mishlokis Damitavayu, you're right. Afik Chad Minayu. You have to take out one of these. And everything is Ma'abid. This is all processes in the Ibud Eir. V'ayol Sirtut. And then the one of the, we have to add a new Melocha Sirtut. Zogt Rashi. Hainu Melech Hainu Ma'abid. Otu Meliche Lav Tzerech Ibudu. This is also Ibud. Weil still tot lo fische derach harat onim shu bol khat khoy. The tanners, when they cut the leather, misalta taitkhila, they first make a line, kifi ma shu roit zal hari khol hari vol katzar khit, ka we want to make the cut. Ach ka ma ver asak in der khasirt. Kein ba iris hamishken shakhat khum, they first made lines. So if they first made lines, and a male, that's also a meloche, that's preparing the oyer for chitoch, so that's also one of the lamatas melochas. Omar Rabbe Baravune Haiman the Moloch Bisra Chayev Mishum Ma'abed. So before we're speaking about the salting the leather. And now Rabbe Baravune said one that salts the meat is also Chayev Mishum Ma'abed. Rabbe Omar Ein Ibud Ba'oichlam. There's no Meleches Ibud Ba'oichlam. Omar Rabashi Vafilu Rabbe Baravune Loi Omar Ela Dekaboy Lo La'ucha. A full rabbi barabune that held that there is a din ibud ba'oichlim, that's dafke if it's very strongly salted to preserve it. Avol lebeis, if he's just salting it to use it in the house, not to preserve it for a long journey, le'imash ve'inish meich le'eitz, so then it's zichya does not fall into the category of ibud. Zogt Rashi, de kaboi lo'uche shemoilcha harbe. Ein ibud ba'oichlim. So Taisa says, ein lahater mikan meliches oichlim. The osam i darabonon meliche beperk shemay nishchotzim, afilo beyonta vosa verkama de beye, that lemaise meliches oichlim is osam i darabonon. The more it means, mina teire is ein ibud ba'oichlim. Zogt the Mishnah, the Mishnah said weiter, va mamachkoi va mechatkoi. There's a melechis mamachik and mechatek. Oma Rabbi Acho Bar Chanino, hashof bein ho amudim v'shabes chayev mishum memachik. Now what does this mean? So here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, hashof bein ho amudim, kibgoin amudei achsad rois. You have the pillars of an achsadre. Shasuyin chaloinois chaloinois. That means there were spaces between one pillar and the other pillar. V'nismochim b'chaloinois, and the person can stand. This chaloinois wasn't filled with glass. The chaloinois is called the empty space between the pillars. V'nismochim b'chaloinois bein omud la'omud. The person can lean on the pillars and he stands between the two amudim. Ba'ashof shom bekarkois habinyin shanish onim olov, kidei sheicholot. People stand there, and you had the earth between the two pillars was uneven. So he wants to go and even it out. The Chiddush Yeran says he walks back and forth to press down the earth. Chayev mishum memachik. So, he's chayev als memachik. This is Shitas Rashi, the Meiri, in the Chedushi Aran. That's also memachik. You want to smooth out the karka, this is called memachik. The Ramban Tain is, he doesn't think this is memachik. If it's anything, he says either it's boine, bebayis, or chayresh, besode. But to smooth, to press down the karka, he would not say that Yechayev Mishum Memachik. So what is Pshat according to the Ramban? So let us see Tosfos. Hashof Bein Amudim B'Shabes Chayev. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu V'Shof Ho'oir Al Ho'omud Kedei La'achlikoi. They used to, in order to soften and smoothen the leather, they used to go and rub it on a omud. That's a Taisha Hashof Bein Amudim. That's Chayev Al Tzmemachik. That he rubs or presses down the karke, shebein amudei chaloines, the loy nehire.